Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Testimony Day, already in progress.
You have really seen God answer a prayer? Now, I mean, did you know, Gracie, that's the way most of the world is that calls themselves Christians, right? Yes. You used to be like that, right? But not anymore, thank God. So anyway, I said, yes, ma'am. I've seen the Lord answer lots of prayers. I mean, just awesome, awesome numbers of prayers. And I said, let me show you a picture of this little girl that we prayed for, and she got healed. And I pulled out a picture of Jenna, and I showed her the first two pictures, and when she looked, she said, oh my gosh, what happened? Did somebody beat that poor child? I said, no, ma'am. She said, what caused that child to be like that? I said, the sins of the mother. You think she believed that? The sins of the mother made this little girl like this? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I have never heard of such a thing. We prayed for her for a year and a half with no results. And after that, I finally got the mother and father to pray and ask the Lord what they did. And I said, the Lord told the mother that it was her lying and her deception to her husband that caused him to strike this child with this curse. And I said, that's all written in Deuteronomy 28. And she said, you mean you're telling me that God did this to this child? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I don't believe that. God's a loving God. Now, have you ever heard that? He's a loving God. He would never hurt me, but he will. The scriptures clearly teaches you what he will do. So anyway, I told the lady, I said, you know, once we found the sin and the lady repented to her husband and to God for the sin, I said, then we prayed the prayer of faith. And I said, within 2 weeks, this is what the little girl looked like. Now, this is what an answer to her. I said, look at her one more time. She looked at her and she said, she's awful. So I flipped that last page over and I said, look at that. She picked that up and she looked at that and she looked at me and she looked at that and she says, that's Photoshop. That's not real. That's Photoshop. That's not real. Now, if you've never seen a healing or a miracle in your life, it would be easy to say that, wouldn't it, Paula?
Yes, sir.
But when you've seen a healing, now, just a little bit later, I run into a beautiful little black girl. Color don't have nothing to do with it. It just happened to be. This is what happened. This day, this white woman did not believe God could heal. But this little black girl, she was the sweetest little thing. I mean, she was just glowing. And I was telling her, after we got on the airplane, and I'm talking to her, and I asked her if she'd ever seen God do a miracle. Oh, yes, I've seen Jesus do miracles. I thought, oh, this girl goes to church. I can tell you for sure. So anyway, I told her, well, let me show you this little girl I prayed for. And I showed her, oh, my goodness. She said, what happened to that poor thing? And I told her. She said, I've heard of those curses and blessings. She said, they're really terrible, aren't they? I said, yes, ma'am, they are. And I said, but after we found the sin and the mother repented, then we prayed the prayer of faith for the baby. And I said, in 2 weeks, this is what she looked like. And I flipped open that last page and she looked at that and she said, wow, her face just glowed. She said, sir, that's my Jesus. Now, which one of those girls? One of those girls knew Jesus. They both said they knew Jesus, but the white woman didn't know Jesus very well. She had no idea who she was. But that little black girl, she'd had some experiences with God. And when she saw that, man, she just glowed. And I just stood there in awe. She said, that's my Jesus. I told her, I said, honey, that's my Jesus too. He does those kind of things. Now then, I'm going to show you some things that, wow. You have another praise report? Wow, okay, tell it to me right quick, and then we'll do communion. I didn't realize that.
Go ahead and start doing communion.
Okay, y'all can go ahead and start passing out communion while Cheryl's reading these praise reports. Okay, wow. When you're having fun at church, this is the way church is supposed to be. And if we have fun, church, an hour goes by, we don't even know it. So praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of y'all's testimonies today. You had some great ones.
Okay. Like I say, we get all kinds of emails at all hours. And this particular one, it came on November 3rd. And it was said, please pray for me. I woke up about, this girl, I know her. She's 21 years old. She said, I woke up about 5 this morning feeling sick. I'm throwing up, diarrhea, and just sick nonstop. I don't know if it's stomach big or food poison. I feel bad. What sin could cause this to come on me? Thank you. She's always asking me about sins, like her dog gets hurt or whatever, and I tell her what I think. So I wrote her back, and I said, rebellion, cussing your parents, not honoring your parents. Please call the ministry center at such and such, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, for prayer. You need to deal with your sin. Blessings in Christ. Well, she writes back just a minute ago and says, praise report. I was very sick Thursday morning about 5 in the morning. I started throwing up and diarrhea. I felt horrible. Well, I sent you guys an email asking for prayer, and you guys told me to call, so I did. And Jennifer called me back, Miss Jenny, and we prayed, and I repented of all my sins of anger and disobedience of my parents and cussing. Minutes later, I started feeling better, and by the next day, I was totally back to normal. Thank you, Jesus. Wanted to share. Thanks, and God bless. Lindsay.
And praise the Lord. Today is a great testimony day. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Does God say in His Word that children are supposed to honor your parents?
Yes.
Why did He say that? Did He say that children honor your parents so that it may go well with you? In other words, how many of us like being well? I like being well, so I'm going to honor my mom and dad, although they both gone to heaven a long time ago. I still honor them. And then He says it will also bring forth a long life. So if you honor your parents, and it doesn't make any difference who you are, if you're a Christian, you know, that may work if you're not a Christian. I don't even know that. I never thought about that. But you take somebody probably that's not even a Christian, if they don't honor their parents, it may be that they may still be sick at times, and they may have problems with their long life. They may not have a long life at all. So I think that if it's written in God's Word, it's safe to honor what He said, don't you? It's a while since we've had that many testimonies. We had a whole bunch of good testimonies today. Those were great. Y'all go out and do something for Jesus this week, and we'll have another bunch next week. If you do things for Jesus, you'll have testimonies, right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
It can't fail. Yeah. If you get out there and do something for Jesus, you pray for people. And when you pray for them, remit their sins, and then guarantee them that your God is going to heal them. Just like Gracie prayed for that young lady there with a back problem. Just think, some of you girls have had those pains. Some of you, I think about that girl down in Arlington. I went down to pray for her mother, actually her sister. And while I was there, after it was over, she come over to me and she said, Pastor, I've never heard anybody talk about these promises that we can do this. I said, well, honey, it's in the Bible. She said, well, I know that. I go to church all the time, but I never heard anybody say we could use these promises and they work. I said, but they do. She said, well, obviously they do. So she said, I have a very personal problem. I said, what's that? She said, now, I know you won't make fun of me, but she said, you know, I'm a girl. I looked at her and I said, yes, ma'am, I can tell you're a girl. That, and you look like about a 21, 22, 23-year-old girl, woman, very beautiful, attractive lady. But she says, ever since I was 12 years old, when I start my period, I have pains, terrible pains. I said, well, do you know you're redeemed from the curse? She said, I'm what? I said, you're redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. I didn't know that. I said, well, you are. I want you to turn to Galatians 3, 13 and 14 and look and see where, by what Jesus did on the cross, Christ redeemed you from the curse, and you're not under that curse no more. So when you see that, she turned over there and she said, you know, Pastor, that's what that said. I said, but you notice he said you can receive the promises of the Lord by faith. You got to believe this stuff. Okay, I repent. I do believe it. I said, okay, now the curse is broken. I command the spirits that are causing your problem to leave you, go away, and to never come back again. And I said, I guarantee you my Jesus will deliver you, and I guarantee since He redeemed you from the curse, guarantee you'll never have another pain when you have a period unless you start confessing it again. She said, I will never say that again. I am redeemed from the curse. Well, about 6 or 8 months later, I was down there at their house again talking to her sister, which had the problem. She said, Thurman, I wasn't even a pastor back in those days. I was just a deacon in a Baptist church. She said, Thurman, I got to tell you something. She said, from the day you were here, she said, that day I was having a period that day and my cramps. And I'd been told, even by my mother, this is just something you just get used to it. It's just a way of life. No, it's not a way of life. Is it, Mike?
The right way.
Not the right way. We have the promises of God and he paid the price for all that. So she said, I stood on that. You prayed for me that day. And she said, that day before you left, all my pain had went away. And I've been through at least a half a dozen cycles since then. And she said, I've not had a single problem of no kind with pain during my cycle. Is that the way it's supposed to be for a Christian woman? Should Christian women be able to have their normal cycle with no pain? Absolutely right. You know, God made your body. You have to have the cycles. That's why he made you. But you don't have to have them with pain. You know, so, but you're going to have them with pain if you don't stand on the promises of God. Right? But you got to know what belongs to you. Praise the Lord. Wow, today sure did go by in a hurry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this group of people that you sent here. And these testimonies that they had today, Lord, I praise you for those testimonies. I praise you for their healings. Lord, we know this is all about you. But Lord, when we learn to stand on you and your promises, we get to enjoy life in a whole different realm. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. Thank you for healing everybody anybody that comes up today for healing. Lord, we ask you to move on their heart that they would forgive. That is the most important thing we do, is forgive one another. The scripture says, if we do not forgive, neither will he forgive us. So if you're not willing to forgive, you cannot be healed. You have to be willing to forgive everybody of everything, and then you will be healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for revealing this to the folks that are here today that don't know that. And then as they go to a prayer team member for prayer, may you touch their hearts and heal them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Testimony Day, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.